Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
We talked about quarterbacks yesterday and the rankings of the top 10 and three honorable mentions. And ESPN did this thing where they had all these executives and football people accumulate all their ideas and views and picks and basically ranked all the best players at every position. So today we focus on the running backs. And it really is crazy when you think about this position in the NFL because, frankly, they get no respect. I mean, they don't want to draft them. They don't want to pay them. And they don't last. The bottom line is, a career of a running back is short. Backs who made their debuts in the 2010s and they're retired now average 7 years in the league compared to at least 9 years from the 70s to the 2000s. Like I said before, you look at quarterbacks, receivers, corners, and pass rushers, they make tons of money. The pay for running backs is flat. And everybody else is making these huge, gigantic guaranteed deals and everything else. And in the draft, a running back hasn't been selected in the top 20 since Saquon Barkley went number 2 overall in 2018. And you know how that worked out. I mean, that guy gets no juice whatsoever. Everybody thinks he's a bust. He gets no love in New York from the media. He gets abused that he's been worthless. Obviously blew out his knee. That took a year from him at the very least, and then some. But because of him now, people are scared to death to draft a running back that high. But how do you play in the NFL without running backs who can catch it? You know, run after catch, they can block, they can break free and have huge scampers for touchdowns, whatever. Inside the 5, they can bang it in and get into the end zone. And bottom line is, here's the top-ranked running backs, according to executives, coaches, scouts, and players around the NFL. Number 1, Derrick Henry, of course, from the Tennessee Titans, and last year he was ranked number 1. He's number 1 again. He's 28. Henry and Jonathan Taylor tied for the most first place votes, but Henry ended up winning because of all the other scoring involved, and he was on pace for a 1,900 yard plus season in 21 before the foot injury cost him 9 games. One coordinator in the NFL said, "I'd give him another year at the top. He's the constant for that offense, no matter who's around him. I still trust him to make it happen above anyone else. You can give him the ball 30 times, and he will not disappoint." In the last 4 years, he's averaged more than 1 rushing TD per game. He's had 55 scores in 51 games. 10 TDs tied for 6th last season, despite playing less than half the season. And despite averaging 4.3 yards per carry in 21, his lowest in 17, the totals went down the last 2 games because he had the foot injury. In his first 6 games, his 783 yards on 162 carries produced a 4.8 yard average. The guy's a horse. He's a badass. He carries the load. He produces. He scores touchdowns. He is the entire team, if you ask me. Jonathan Taylor's number 2 with the Colts, and last year he was an honorable mention. He didn't even make the top 10. He's 23 now. The guy went off in his second year with 1,811 yards, leading all running backs by more than 500 yards. He had 18 touchdowns on 332 carries. Taylor had 7 more rushing TDs and 700 more yards in 21 than he did in his rookie year. He just keeps getting better. He's got breakaway speed. He changes games in an instant. He's a game breaker, baby. He had 5 runs of 40 or more yards. That led the league last year. No other running back had more than 2. I just always thought this guy was going to end up incredible in the NFL based on watching him play in college, where he was unstoppable. Nick Chubb of the Browns is ranked number 3. Last year, he was number 5. He's 26 years old. Over the last couple of seasons, he's averaged 5.6 and 5.5 yards per carry, up from his first 2 seasons in the league. His 3 yards per rush after contact led the league for players with at least 120 attempts. And he broke off a run of at least 70 yards for the 3rd time in 4 years. He has breakaway power and speed, that's for sure. He's a game changer too. He ranked 2nd in the NFL in runs of 20 plus yards with 12 of those. He was behind Taylor, who had 14. He's also a road game closer, averaging 6.3 yards per carry in road games. I got to tell you, I always worry about this guy when the Steelers are playing the Browns. I hate the Browns, and I know that when we play the Browns, my team, the Steelers, I got to worry about this guy every time. He can ruin you, beat you, finish you off late in a game. Number 4 is Dalvin Cook of the Vikings. Last year he was ranked number 3. Now falls to 4. Problem with Cook, he's never played more than 14 games in any of his 5 seasons in the NFL. Of course, the Vikings have a new coach in Kevin O'Connell. Despite playing 13 games last year, Cook still got 779 yards before first contact. That was 2nd best in the NFL. And he recorded north of 1,100 rushing yards for the 3rd straight season. I got to admit, the guy has a massive amount of speed and burst. He can get through the line and kill you and blow a game open in an instant. A lot of NFL people think that he's become really effective as a 3rd down receiver underneath, coming out of the backfield. Number 5 is Alvin Kamara of the Saints. Last year he was number 2. He's fallen to number 5. Last year was really his worst year. He had a foot injury, though, and he lost Drew Brees. And then famous Jameis tore his ACL, and that affected everything in the Saints' offense. It resulted in 1,337 total offensive yards and a career-worst 3.7 yards per carry for the 5-time Pro Bowler. He ranked 5th in the NFL with 22 broken tackles off rushes. You know, he had 4 straight seasons of 80 or more catches out of the backfield. Kamara dropped to 47 of those catches last year. Joe Mixon of the Bengals is ranked number 6. Last year he was number 9, so he's moved up. He had a huge 5th season in the league. He set career highs in everything, basically, and took the Bengals to the Super Bowl with Joe Burrow. He had 292 carries. He had 1,205 yards, 13 TDs, up 5 from his career high of 8. And he finished with his first 300-yard receiving season. And that's with all those receivers and playmakers they have in Cincy. They don't have to throw Joe Mixon the ball, but they do. He has 3 years left on a 4-year, $48 million extension. I think they got to get Mixon the ball more. They let Burrow get nailed way too much in the pocket. He takes too many hits. I mean, dump the ball off to Mixon and let him go off. What's the problem? Number 7 is Christian McCaffrey of the Panthers. He was 5 last year. He's 26 now, and everybody's starting to trip out about him because he had that big 4-year, $64 million extension in the 20 offseason, but he's basically been injured ever since. McCaffrey averaged 112 scrimmage yards per game last year, 4th best in the NFL. I'm telling you, if this guy misses tons of games this year again, people are going to start saying he's a bust. Bottom line is they have to give him the ball less. And Baker Mayfield has to be a better quarterback than Sam Darnold was because they count on this guy McCaffrey way too much. Number eight is Najee Harris of the Steelers. He was unranked because he was a rookie last year. He's 24, but this guy's a freak. He got the ball 400 times. He had 307 rushes, 74 catches, and was an absolute badass. He got into the Pro Bowl. He rushed for 1,200 yards. He scored 10 total TDs and had zero rushing fumbles. I mean to tell you, this guy ran up the middle off tackle 90% of the time and still got 1,200 yards. That is crazy. He had 62 rushes for a first down. That ranked third in the NFL. People say running backs don't matter. Forget that. Najee Harris is the Steelers' offense. He does it all. And you get him in open space, he'll burn you. He's got great hands. You can throw the ball to him. He does everything better than anyone on that team. Number nine is Aaron Jones of the Packers. Last year he was ranked eighth, and he fell down one. He's underrated. He's got a Pro Bowl in five seasons, and his production in 21 was modest. 1,190 yards, 799 rushing for 10 total TDs, and a career-high 52 catches. His 4.7 yards per carry was solid. Number 10 is Javonte Williams of the Broncos. You probably have never heard of him. He was unranked last year. He was a rookie. He had 903 yards with 4 TDs on 203 rushes as a rookie, and that's strong. So the guys that didn't get ranked but got honorable mention were Austin Eckler of the Chargers, Zeke Elliott of the Cowboys, and Barkley of the Giants, who has a lot to prove now. He's healthy finally after all the knee problems. Can't wait for the NFL camps to start banging with everybody showing up and hitting somebody.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.